Blog Talk Radio.
I was distracted watching Ginger's screen. I was trying to see if I could catch a picture of her naughty bits.
Why? Why?
I keep expecting that to happen one day, you know? Like, we're all looking at somebody else's screen, and then they accidentally click on something at all. There is a big poon up on the screen.
No. Any naughty bit picture taking would not stay on my computer.
Or maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
No, you might not want to use my desk.
Ew. I totally think we should use her sometime. Yes.
Ew.
Though close as you're going to get to porn from my desk is this picture right here. Ooh, and that is so hot. When we move, I'm making that.
Ooh, that is sexy.
Wait a minute. How come I ain't seeing nothing?
Because you ain't special. All right, let me introduce the show.
I am too special. I was told so this morning. Oh, damn, that's sexy. Oh, my God.
Isn't it? That is awesome.
I just want to lay across it and lick it.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
For those of you that don't know, that aren't in the chat room and are listening, it is not a picture of a naked guy, for once. This is a picture of a sweet setup for at home out for a home desk office thing, majig. It is sexy.
It is so sexy. The whole desk is your casing, your tower.
Oh, yes. And it's got a clear top, so you can see all the illumination within.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell that they've hidden the lights right here on the inside, so you can't really see them.
And that monitor is just sexy, too.
You know, I was pricing to do that the other day. That would only cost about $350 tops to do.
Really?
Well, I didn't even notice the little iPad right there.
Yeah. Dude, that is like my dream right there. Anyway, okay, back to the show. this is Pixie Lisa. This is not our normal show. It is August 7th, 2012. It is Tuesday, which means it's time for Pixie Lisa. We got a little off, a little geek tangent, but, you know, that's just how we are.
That is still fashion.
In a way, it's fashion. I'll give you that. I'm Snow White, trying to keep things rolling because, you know, I'm never unprofessional. I think I'm getting face from Corey. And we have Corey / Gaminatrix up in here, too. Hello.
Can't stay at home. Sorry, what?
We're so very professional on this show.
Stay at school.
And then we have Ginger Rocks as well, who is showing us this geek porn and getting us all distracted.
Yay! Geek porn. Yeah. Lift that up. I may do that when I pause my screen next. Geek porn.
Sexy geek porn.
You know, people, if you're listening, I hear rumor there's going to be a sex week coming up.
Right.
You know, there might be some kind of sex week at some point, maybe in the future, if you're good.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
There are listeners. Why wouldn't they be good?
Because there are listeners.
I'm going to pause my screen so I can see what you're sending me.
They wouldn't be good because there are listeners. Okay, can I first just make a general observation?
What?
After doing the homework, you know, right before the show. Watching Fashion Police, really, I did not realize how much we were like them, and I have never watched them before.
You didn't know?
No, I've never watched them before. But as I was watching them, I was like, "Ooh, we do that too. Oh my God, we do that too."
Maybe that's why they follow us on Twitter.
Maybe it is. Joan Rivers, you're awesome, by the way. And Kelly Osbourne, I don't care what anybody says, honey, you look fabulous with your hair like that. Fabulous.
No, not that purple. Not that purple that you saw. She had a silver purple that looked like, you know, she was Magneto from the X-Men. Was not working for her.
I love that, though.
No,
I'm telling you, I love the color. I love that she's being unique. She's being herself. And she pulled it off because girl has got some attitude. And that's what you need. Kelly, I love it. Rock it, girl. Rock it.
All right, we got to do some stuff. We got to talk about Pink. What's going on in Second Life?
Oh my God, the Pink Ribbon Fair. Ginger, you go first because you're the one who clued me in on it.
All right, Pink Ribbon Fair is going on. It started Sunday, I think.
And where is that at? Just explain to them where Pink Ribbon Fair is taking place.
Second Life is a video game we all play. It's a virtual reality kind of game. Sorry. And
is she naked?
If you make it.
Ew.
And Second Life.
Oh, my God.
Which is free, by the way. You can check out these virtual fashion shows and virtual fashion shindig type things that you can go buy what's supposed to be top-of-the-line fashion.
You make sure you tell them if you can sign up for an account via our website. You can go to GamerGirlsRadio.com, click Pixinista. A little pop-up will pop up for you in the corner. You don't even have to do any work. You just click, and it takes you right to the page to sign up. Lovely.
Yes, it's easy. All you need is an email address. Doesn't have to be your usual one. It is free. You don't even need a credit card. You don't need anything. You had to have at least your license to get into the adult places. You don't have to have that anymore either, but that's a whole other subject.
Okay, random thing really quickly that just popped up because I'm standing at this fair. If you ever join Second Life and you have a partner who gives you something that poofs or something that makes a random schmoopy saying come up every time you fucking log in, take it off, for God's sake.
Yes, that's going to be another gripe in about 2 seconds, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to see this shit. Happy New Year, my love, JD. I don't want to see this.
Yeah, you can't even change the name. People, come on. JD, you made it. Learn to change the damn name. I see so many noobs with these fucking rings.
Thank you.
And they can't change the goddamn
name. And the poopers.
What the
fuck is with the poopers? Do you have any idea
how much
lag those poopers cause?
Yes, I know.
Anyway, back to the Pink Ribbon Fair. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Pink Ribbon Fair, I don't know about all the proceeds, but I know at least part of the proceeds are going to the American Cancer Society.
Breast Cancer.
American Breast Cancer Society. So if you buy something from one of these stores inside this fashion fair, Pink Ribbon Fair, part of the proceeds, if not all, are going to go to help fund breast cancer research, which is for a good cause. It really is. It's a good cause. So if you're going to shop.
Can I step in now?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Okay. First of all, I'm a big supporter of anything that gives money to the fight against breast cancer. I really am. I had a very cherished aunt of mine who died of breast cancer when I was very young. And that is still traumatizing to me to this day, because I know it's you know, it runs in my family, so I could very well get it one day. And I got to tell you, I would love for there to be a cure. I would love for there to be a cure. That'd be nice. So usually, I'm all for giving money to breast cancer research. All for it. However, if you go to that link that Ginger just popped into the chat room, it will show you her desktop, and she has put a picture up that I took. When I went to the Pink Ribbon Fair, and anyone who knows me would tell you, I despise pink with a fucking passion. And the moment I popped onto the stem and I saw things revving, it was like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol exploded and coated everything. Everything. Even the thatch that's on these little Hawaiian huts. And for those of you that don't know, thatch is what's on the roof. The things that make the roof, you know, like the straw thing. Yeah, the straw stuff. That's thatch. Even the thatch was colored pink. And I know there's no real pink thatch in real life, but they colored it pink. Everything was pink. And the clothing there was not fashionable. It was not couture. It was skanky and stuff that you would see people on the Jersey Shore wearing. And trust me, that is not a compliment.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right, so I have several gripes about this thing. My first one is the layout of the fair.
Oh, my God, horrible.
There are boardwalks, and on either side of the boardwalks are ramps that go up to these stores, and they're halved down the middle.
I fell in the water, like, four times.
Yes, yes. So when you try to go up or down the ramps, there's so much lag, you tend to fall in the water. Pain in the ass. Why couldn't you just set up some sort of, I don't know, something, Invisiprims. I don't know. No, not Invisiprims. Oh,
yeah, because you know what happens when they do that.
Mm. Yeah. But something, this is horrible. It was good in concept. But put some, get rid of the boardwalk. Put a beach around it. You know,
I've done this before when I built something. You can actually put up prims that are transparent. Not invisible prims, transparent. Like, you can put them up
and then
make a prim transparent so where people run into the prim, but they don't
fall in the water. They could have put it over the water at least a good ways out so that if you walked out, you knew, okay, I'm not supposed to be here.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a great trick to play on someone if they go AFK, by the way. Put a big invisible box around them and then they can't figure out why they can't move.
The way they did this, the fair itself, all the buildings caused so much lag.
Oh, Corey, this is so you.
Show it to me later.
Usually I can bitch about that it's just the people, because some of these fairs are really well laid out. It has very low prim buildings or mesh buildings that are very low prim on their own, so there's very little lag from the sim itself. If this was from the sim, this whole sim was a bad idea.
Yes,
bad
it was.
Idea.
You know, okay, I am not there, obviously. Y'all know Frankie is still having issues. But just from looking at this picture, I am not understanding. The most obvious thing to do for me, if I was putting this on, was to choose Chanel's signature colors, black and pink. You could have had designers donate a dress, black and pink, and just imagine in your head, ladies, because y'all know I love me some evening gowns, cute little evening gowns, black crinoline, maybe has a pink belt at the waist, maybe it's got a pink sash, maybe it's got a little pink bolero, or it comes with a pink handbag. You could have done all kinds of things that didn't make pink so much the focus color, and then I want to throw up looking at this. I can't.
Yes, thank you.
Pepto-Bismol. It makes me want to puke.
Yes, and that's what it looks. You are right. It looks like Pepto-Bismol just exploded in the store, and they decided to just rub it all over the walls.
That's exactly what happened. And you are so right. They could have taken a bold color like black and used that as a backdrop for their pink, instead of having pink be the entire fucking focus of this fair.
Hell,
yes,
even if they had went pink and white, it would have
any kind of bold color, any kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Accent.
No, there's a primary color, primary color that goes with pink, which they're not many, but find a primary color that goes with the pink, use that as a background for the pink instead of pink being the main thing. I mean, it was on the walls. I saw it on the floor. And then they had, like, the worst. I think I sent a picture of a bathing suit that was just ridiculous. Yeah. And it was, like,
Are you able to put that up, Ginger?
It was skanky stuff everywhere. And Corey just found out.
Oh, no.
Mm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me say this. The design is not bad. It is the colors and the things they put together. This really should have been black and pink. Or they could have put royal purple and pink. Even a certain shade of green will go with pink.
Is that maroon?
That is fucking maroon.
Yes. Now, the thing that really irked my nerves about this is, you know, in the fashion world, we have a lot of problem with very, 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 very unrealistic body shapes. This particular picture, this particular silhouette that's on this is not realistic.
No.
Girls with shoulders that wide or hips that wide should not have a waist that small. The only time I've seen that much of a drastic hourglass figure is when somebody does corset training.
Yes, they've corseted themselves down to look like that.
Yes.
And it looks disgusting.
It does. And you know, let me tell you exactly what that does to your body from a biological standpoint. If you try to get your waist that small in a corset, you literally move your organs. Out of the spot they're supposed to be in, you move them up and down. And that is not healthy. No, that is not healthy. Your human body's not meant to do that, okay? Your organs are in that place for a reason. That's one. That's another gripe that I had about that place. Just terrible.
I am not understanding. Who put this together?
I do not remember who's running this one. I'm sorry.
So is it somebody new every year?
I don't.
You know,
remember
I think so. I think I went to the one last year and it was not this bad.
Ugh. You know, and they're always doing stuff like Relay for Life. You know what? You know what is always the thing that I notice about Second Life? This is what's messed up. The people who usually come in and spend up the most money are usually the people who have absolutely no vision to do anything with any kind of style or panache. Always in Second Life. These are the people who get to put on Relay for Life and they do something stupid. Like, we're going to dance for 12 hours. You're in Second Life. You can dance forever. And nobody's going
to
get tired.
All you have to do is sit on the little pose ball animation, go to sleep. There's your 12 hours. You know what I mean?
It's not a real, you know, it's not any real effort for charity. I'm just, this right here is nauseating. And I know people are like, well, at least they tried to do something for breast cancer. But the thing is, if you don't do a good job, nobody's buying your outfits, which means there's no money being donated to your cause.
It's a waste of effort, really.
Yeah, it really was to put together
next
the whole
time, thing. Get somebody with some fashion sense to come in there and tell you what the fuck needs to happen, because that is not working.
This polka dot on the walls, this...
Yes, it's horrible.
It would have been so much better if that wall was black with those pink polka dots. That would have just made it pop. I'd have been like, oh.
But no, they had to use a Pepto-Bismol color and then a dried up Pepto-Bismol color, because you know how it changes colors.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's ugly.
The pink on the floor. They just needed you know what, pink, black and purple would have been some really nice accent color.
Mm-hmm.
Really
absolutely.
Nice.
And get rid of the fucking hot pink and just stick with the baby pink.
Yeah, that's the best one, the best one. Oh, God.
You gave me something else. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Oh, my God.
This is what I was talking about, where it looked like something that girls from Jersey Shore would wear. That even looks like, I guess, what they call a guidette, with the heavy makeup, the dark skin tone.
Dressing like that right now inside Second Life, and it makes
I don't understand.
Expensive.
It is not classy. That is not attractive, ladies and gentlemen. And those pumps are too nice to go with that god awful outfit.
Yes, exactly. And have you noticed that inside Second Life? I don't care what everybody is wearing pumps with everything.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yes.
Jeans, shorts.
There are other shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
Something. Yeah.
Fucking
I mean,
wedges. Wedges, flats, boots, sneakers, invested some new shoes.
Speaking of
this year
at the vintage fair that are so fucking
I know.
Wait,
girl,
speaking of good shoes, I actually ran across these looking through some of the blogs. These just came out, I think, sometime this week, I want to say. Take a look at those. This is from juicybomb.com. Speaking of nice shoes that are not flat. Very nicely done. Those are textured.
Oh, those are cute, actually.
Those are textured shoes with and it comes with a texture change HUD. So you can, when you get those shoes, you don't just get that one pair. You get like five or six.
Now, the texture on the left, I'm not very fond of. It's too busy along with the laces and the other lines, the natural lines of the shoe. I don't really like it, but the one on the right I like.
Let me tell you what
you
would wear
with the lines of the shoe.
I'm gonna tell you what you would wear with it on the one you said, the one on the left that's too busy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wear any other color. You'd pick one of those colors, either the white or the red, and that's all you'd wear. You wouldn't like try to emulate it up top. The shoes would have to be all about the shoe.
No, I disagree. It is too busy. You've got the natural lines of the design of leather beneath all of that busyness, and it clashes to me. It breaks up the pattern. It's just, I just don't like it. The ones on the right, I think, are cute.
Ginger, what you think? Did we lose her?
She's
muted. I'm muted. There we go. I'm going to have to agree with Snow. I love the ones on the right. The ones
they're
on
very
the
cute.
Left, they hurt me.
Yeah.
They hurt me.
They hurt me, yeah. Talking about cute stuff, Ginger brought up another fair. Do you want to tell us about the other one?
The other one is the Vintage Fair, and it is focusing on 1950s women's wear, I think. Well, I saw some men's store in there, too.
Yeah, there's some men's stuff in here. I'm there now.
So very, ooh, very, 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 very hot. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I love
God.
That.
The old, classy dresses, the hair.
I don't see anything.
Oh, wait.
I want to see.
Was that from there?
So I sent you some more pictures in the.
I'm sure. Is this the one? Is this one from there? The Tracy gown DNR.
Yes, that is one. That is one. That would be more my style, I think, because I like the long silhouettes with the, you know, just the peak of skin. That's more my style. But I gave you two others other than the pearls. The pearls are from there too.
That's great. Jesus, Mother Mary, girl. Oh my,
hot. And look at the hat.
It's the hat.
I love the hats. I love the hats. Those outfits. They are. I like the fact that the one with the brown, the one on the left, I like the big bold hat, and then the one on the right that has just a little more, a little less color, has that little just frilly hat. I love it.
That's
just the shades, perfect accessories.
Look at the lace gloves.
Oh my God.
I know. It is perfect accessories for that.
Gorgeous.
Legal Insanity apparently made that, and I am in awe. That is just, it's fabulous.
Ah, see, this is what they needed for the pink, for the pink ribbon fair. This dress, imagine this dress if it was just a pink, if the whole thing was black and she had a pink clutch.
Oh yeah. Oh, that'd be. Oh God, yeah, that'd be cute. That would be cute. I sent.
Oh Jesus. Oh.
Yeah. And by the way, these are both mesh. These are both mesh.
Oh, I'm having a heart attack. Don't do it.
Now, the only thing I don't like about this picture, well, there's a few things. I'm not fond of the shoes with the dress. The shoes need to be a little more delicate because the patterns on the dress are a little more.
I agree.
A little more busy. And the hair, I don't like the hair. Whoever made the hair needs to just
stop. The one in the middle is a hot mess.
God, yes. Whoever made that hair, you just need to stop making hair, for real. And the one on the far left looks like a drag queen.
Oh. There goes the quarter of the night.
Yeah, too tall.
Too tall. The face is too masculine. I mean, and with the hair all pulled up away from the face, there's nothing to soften the features. Looks like a drag queen to me. Very masculine. I don't like it. But the dress itself, even the one on the left with the green and the white checks, I like it. Even, but my favorite one has to be red.
The one on the right looks like a drag queen.
I just don't like her hair.
No, it's a hot mess. It's ridiculous. I mean, it looks like she just...
Please, for the love of Bob, feed these chicks.
It looks like she just ran through a wind tunnel with a really nice updo, and it's just all crazy. She just didn't bother.
Or maybe she got ran through a wind tunnel.
Maybe. I don't know. Show the one about the pearls.
I miss those. Those are hot.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of pearls, and if you have a nice backless dress, this is your perfect accessory. If it has a high collar in the front... and a low dip back, this is your perfect accessory for it. Now, the earrings on the right beside that, ignore those. I hate those. I despise them.
Yes.
But the pearls are my main focus. I love it. It's just gorgeous. I love those pearls.
Can I comment on the chick on the right?
Yes.
All right, girls in Second Life, if you're watching this, do you see her lips? Those are lips.
Yes.
Those are perfectly proportioned lips.
Yes.
Not the top one bigger than the small one, or the big one totally bigger than the you know,
now, granted, like me in real life, my top lip is smaller than my bottom one, but it's not to a point where it looks like I don't have a top lip.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I have bird lips and I like my lips, thank you.
Yeah. And then her eyes, yes, they are not scrunchy. They are actually open. And they look like she's awake. It looks like she's not pissed off at anybody. Come on.
What is with the bitch look, people?
I have no idea.
Because
and another gripe, oh, you know what, hold on.
I walked up and slapped the shit out of you.
There is another picture I'm going to send you as soon as I take it, because I am just, this is just ridiculous to me.
Okay. Girls try to dress, you know, try to make their avatars look so hard, so mean. It's like,
I know, can you just be a woman? Be soft and feminine for a while. It's okay to be hard sometimes, but embrace your femininity. It's what
they
makes you a woman.
Guy, well, it's because you're scaring them the fuck off.
It is okay to be feminine every now and then, girls. It is okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, and I have to tell you,
all the time, and it's always from the chicks that try to act like the biggest bitches in the world.
Yes.
I can't find it. I wonder why.
Or the one that is totally vulgar, like just talking about, like there was one chick talking about explosive farts.
Okay, you know what? I got a perfect example of what you guys, Ginger will put this up. This is the lips we're saying we don't want to see. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit, the page there. This is also from the Vintage Fair. But if you scroll down the close up,
oh my
her beauty
god, stuff, what yeah. the hell's with her face?
She looks like a angry squirrel or something. I don't know. She needs
those eyebrows.
The one with the bushy eyebrows and the
purple. Yes, okay. Yes. From far away, she looks really, you know, the dress. It's a little weird, but it's weird in a good way. But
wait, there's a dress.
Yeah, up some, there's a dress. Now, this is from the blog Second Life Whatever, because I'm going to bring you out.
Yeah.
Care who you are.
Oh, I'm going to call him out.
I'm going to call you out, Second Life Whatever. That face is a hot mess, and I'm going to break it down for you. Number one, the hair is kind of cute. I'll give you that. We'll move on from there. Those eyebrows, for one, they are too wide for your eyes. You have very, very narrow eyes. And those eyebrows go out at least a good inch from this eyes, and not good. Your eyes are squinty. The dark makeup makes them look even squintier.
Scroll down a little bit, Ginger. Go down a little bit. Yeah, that right there.
Yeah. Honestly, it looks like you got punched in the face. Yeah. Honestly, it looks like you got punched in the face. And those damn, your lips? Really? Your bottom lip? It looks like you got stung by a bee.
Every picture she has. Yeah, every picture she has on this page is either the same model or she really thinks those lips are pretty. And as Ginger hiding the eyes. Ginger says she's hiding the eyes. Aren't those the newer eyes that picks up the light and the
Yeah.
You can't see them. You can't see them.
Do me a favor, Ginger. Scroll down a bit more. I'm gonna show you what I wanted to bitch about.
Right.
Scroll down.
These girls need pants. Scrolling. Stop that.
I know. Keep scrolling. Keep going down.
Oh hell no.
More.
Oh, hell the fuck no.
Mm-mm. Stop. Look at her hips proportionate to her thighs. It's like you could drive a fucking truck through those thighs.
Yeah. If you look, you can see her ass through the middle of it, and that's not good.
No. It is really. If we can see your cooch, okay?
That's not even cooch. That's just crazy bent leg shit.
Yeah. It's not attractive at all. That you need...
Giza.
To work on your proportions. I know you might think this is cute, but I'm going to tell you, you look like some sort of deranged alien trying to impersonate a woman. Those nails, hot mess, not even attractive. Those are not attractive in real life.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I think that's what's throwing it off. I mean, with the right outfit, with some serious, like, haute couture, you know, gown or something, they could be nice nails, but this right here doesn't work together.
I don't agree.
Well,
those are not even attractive in real life.
And it's not the correct size for those nails.
Yeah, that's
no, they're
nails
really, really
are
not.
Probably a size up from what she needs. She either needs to make her hands bigger or her nails the next size down.
And if you have tits that big, the rest of you needs to have a little meat on your bones as well.
Yeah.
You need to make yourself proportioned. If you're going to be styling this, you're going to claim to have all this, you know, couture sense, whatever, you need to make sure your avatar is proportionate and you are pushing good habits.
This is
not good.
This is not couture. This is like she got confused
this
about which era. Tank.
This is tank couture.
She got confused about which era she was in. The headband is like 60s. The shirt is like 80s. The jeans are 90s. The nails are hood. None of this goes together. And then what the fuck was up with the sandals?
Bad bloody knee tattoos. She didn't get better.
And honey, your feet, your legs are too skinny for your feet.
And her thighs are too long.
Yeah, and your skin tone doesn't match. So...
See, now, let me tell you, those nails, just the hand piece right there with the nails, not the bracelets, with a red evening gown, you know, I love my gowns, with a red evening gown, if the nails weren't so horrible, that might work. Might.
Maybe.
Yes.
If they shortened the length on the nails, because that is not
well,
even
maybe
attractive
just one of them,
to real life.
Or just one of them, one or two of them being long would make it haute couture. This right here, again, hot mess.
That's just ghetto. That is not
that's
even...
That's not even ghetto. Ghetto girls have more style than that. They would never wear this.
That's true. That's actually drug addict skank.
There you go.
And the, oh,
I just coined a new phrase.
Are those prim feet?
Those are
yes,
prim.
Yes, those are prim feet.
I was trying to figure out if those are mesh or prim, but those are definitely...
Those are prim. See, look at her leg, how it's shining. Yeah. Right when it hits the ankle, it changes.
You can actually see, you can tell the difference between prim and mesh. Because you can see a little dip in where the color of her leg dips into the color of her foot.
But, yep, and it doesn't match.
Mesh doesn't do that. Mesh cuts off right at
the top. I think it's GA on the marketplace has the mesh feet. And you can get the mesh flip-flops for like 100 linden extra.
Slink.
Anyways.
Honey, Slink has mesh feet. I've got rigged
Slink
mesh
outrageous.
Feet. I still, Slink. They're awesome, though. I've got them. They move when you move. Okay? They act like actual avatar feet. They don't just sit there. If you get the rigged mesh, not the static, the rigged mesh.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about.
Right.
That's what I was saying. The new rigged hair will kind of move with you a little bit.
Yes. But that is just not... What the fuck is that?
All right, this is one of the newer releases. It's called Day at the Circus from Tentacio.
So she's a circus freak. Is that what this is?
I don't like that outfit at all. I had the hardest time thinking of what to do with it. I just ended up going with bare feet and almost kind of pigtails like that. But I didn't do the blue. Too much blue.
Looks like you got a little mimicker, Ginger. a little copy girl.
Yeah. This is not even close to being attractive. They have no shape. It honestly looks like you got wrapped up in a blanket and you're wandering around your house because you're depressed one day. All you need,
decoration. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I like the house is cute. The background is cute, but all you need is like a pint of ice cream, of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and the romantic comedy.
I'm not getting the whole gist of this picture. Usually, a picture with the clothes has a point to it somewhere. Where does the milk carton fit in with
the watermelon and the galoshes? Are those galoshes?
Those are galoshes.
What the fuck?
Wearing rain boots, blue galoshes.
You are confused. You don't. I'm not understanding. Yeah. This is sad. This makes me very sad.
I have the outfits.
Yeah, I saw your pictures and I like them. They're cute, but this is what I mean. And we may have to have another show on Second Life photography. Some things don't go together. Now, if you scroll down the page, let me show you a perfect example. Go down about three more pictures.
Oh, I like that little dress part.
See the gold.
Oh, I want that.
See that gold right there? Scroll right there. Go back. See how that picture kind of flows together?
It kind of looks like a Spanish type scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It goes together. Yeah. It's a woman sitting outside of her house and she's chilling.
Other than her hot mess avatar, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, the avatar is questionable.
Yeah, but the rest of it is pretty nice. I like the necklace.
I love this hair, and I tried this on the other day, and it looks horrible on my avatar. I'm so sad. And I refuse to do one of the scrunched up faces for it.
No, God, no! Please don't.
I will
be forced to beat
you if
you do that.
I have a jaw.
Now, I showed you guys earlier the favorite one from. This is not from this blog. This is from this designer, though. Liz. The name of the person we're looking at the design. This is Liz Carr Andretti. Ginger, put that picture up because that right there is sick. Apparently, Liz has got some skills, but you got to know how to wear it. You got to know how to put it together. You got to know how to take the right picture. That right there is sick.
Oh, that is cute.
I would wear the fuck out of that.
Those belts, I'm pretty sure, are on the marketplace for only like 90 linden a piece.
Ooh, child. Oh, so broke. I love that whole look. That is such an homage to the 80s, but with a nice new flair.
It really is.
Just the socks, the shoes, it's almost kind of that neon yellow, but not quite, so it's not overbearing.
At the vintage fair, I think they have a pair of mesh heels that has the socks. I saw two different ones.
Are you trying to break me?
What? I saw ones that were done after, like, the shoes from, oh, God, what was the chick got swept up by the tornado? Dorothy!
Oh, there Jesus. We go. I love that outfit. Oh, my God.
That is really cute.
See, that right there is good. And I don't... Oh, wait a minute. That picture got real clear. Amazing, right? Ginger, what did you do? It was good for a sec.
I was trying to see.
No, it did get really clear for a minute. That was weird.
It got real clear and pretty. I was like, nah, that's what I'm talking about.
Is it when I put my thing over it?
That right there, when you whatever you just did then, was clear. It's beautiful. You can see all the depth in it.
Okay.
And you can see all the depth in it. Oh, that is lovely. Look at the shoes, the ruffles.
Yeah. And you know what that actually does? To me, that definitely looks like something a socialite would wear. Yes. When she was just out and about and doing her thing, and the whole yacht in the background, and it looks very fancy. That looks really, really good. And if you look, there's even, I think, barnacles on the little post over there.
Yes.
There are. Yes.
How was that for touches? That is awesome.
That is a beautiful picture.
The shadow is gorgeous. I love it.
And that right there, not Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not Photoshop at all.
That is hot. Who took that picture? I need to know who took it. I don't know who took it. I know who's putting the person that made the belt, Holly Jaden. We need to find you. I want to know who took this. This is a beautiful picture. I'm going to hunt them down.
That is a gorgeous picture.
Because, as we know, I'm not fond of this. Okay, you know what? I got to make some quick announcements because we almost got to go here in a little bit.
Okay.
As y'all know, we play us a couple of fashion games either in Yawn. This week, if you are one of the people who play Fashion Live, or you will be shortly thereafter, because when we tell you about it, and I'm not going to ask Ginger to pull up her Facebook account while we're on the – don't do it, girl.
No, please don't.
Well, no, because I don't want people seeing all your friends. You know, like, you know, we can't hide stuff on the Facebook page. But if you play Fashion Week Live, you love you some clothes, you want to test them out, or play Fashion Week Live, we'll let you make an avatar. You can make it resemble yourself. Yes, you can adjust the shapes and all that good stuff, the face and eyebrows and everything. But they apparently teamed up with BCBG Max Marriott. You don't know who that is, real world designer. They've been using DKNY for a while, but that's not the ones that have really blown me away. You pop over to our Facebook page. There's some no name brand, and I don't want to call them no name brand because they are fantastic designers, and I cannot find him on our page after I talked all that shit. I was trying to save it just so I could get right there when the show came and mention it. But pop over to our Facebook page. I've been posting up some pictures I was playing around with. Oh yeah, they are there, but I didn't get that one. Damn it. Okay, and I didn't get this guy's name. His name is Samuel something or other, made some beautiful haute couture, but you have to look under when you're playing Fashion Week Live, I think they actually is named something like No Name Brand or something like that. Excellent, excellent clothes, and he is not a top-notch or, you know, very famous designer. So if you want to try out some new clothes, that's where you go. Hotness. And now, what happened?
Scroll back up, Ginger. It's the one that said fierce. That is not fierce.
Fierce. No, hell no.
That is not even ghetto. That is, looks like grandma out for a night in the town.
Mm-hmm.
The skin, the neck looks like it's like she's an old lady. The facial structure, the hands, it really does look like grandma decided to go into her daughter's or her granddaughter's closet and just throw a whole bunch of shit on with the whole beehive hairdo and headed out the door.
Is this still the what you call it blog?
No, this is fashionfeedofsl.com.
This
shows pretty much everybody's blog who blogs fashion.
Aren't you up on here too?
No, I'm trying to get on this one.
All right, we will work on that.
That is not fierce. I like the shoes, but that's about it.
I like all of the outfit, all the things she has on, just not collectively together. They don't go together.
That top makes her boobs look weird. Like, the shadow is very weird.
And the waistline looks weird. The whole
it's
thing.
Because it's really, really high.
Well, again, it's a mesh skirt, and it's too big for too big for her shape.
Yep.
So you can see where it sticks out on either side.
Yep. I thought there was a ruffle.
Nope. Mm-mm. No, some of it is a ruffle, but I'm talking about a top above that.
You can see where it sticks out just a little bit on either side. You can see a little bit more over here. That black is not from her top.
When I'm looking at each element, I can see it going with something else, like the bracelet, with, you know, the close-up of the ring, the big ring with the burgundy, and the bracelet, I can see going with something else. It shouldn't be with this. She's like, you are right. It's like either grandma got on too much things or somebody's playing dress-up and they decided, let me just put on all the damn jewelry. Let me just put on all the...
That bracelet, the spike bracelet right there, never... Ever.
No,
that ring that says bad, please don't ever wear that shit.
Yeah, no.
That is just, and then what, I don't understand, I don't understand the nails. I don't understand those long dragon fucking claw nails. I don't understand
them. Those
are
really in right now, and some girls can pull those off.
Now, I don't even think anyone can pull those off. They are, not only are they just, they look disgusting to me. You're like, you can fucking break a nail, and then it's just some big fucking thing, and it's unhygienic. You get stuff underneath your nails. It's disgusting. It's not practical. You can't do shit.
I
you can't type. You can't open
there
a thing.
No germs inside Second Life.
I have to agree with Ginger. Some people can pull them off, but this is like she has on too much shit. You don't know. Your eye doesn't know where to go. There's nothing that's where you go,
yeah,
man.
My eyes just keep going
all over the place.
Yeah. And
I want to see the telescope in the background, damn it.
Right? I keep getting drawn to the big-ass fucking gold necklace.
Yes!
What the hell?
And I want to touch my lipstick. Because then that takes you to the collarbone again, and that's just not cute.
No, that's skin. And then in her little comment, she says the girls, just it girls, released this new amazing skin called Kiki. Honey, that is not amazing. You look like an old lady.
And
the hands make you look old. The shadows make you look old. You do not look amazing.
I know some of the designers get pissed if you say you don't like their stuff, but I have never drawn the punch. If there's something that's bad, I will say so. You know, I try to compliment the textures because some of the people's textures are great. The ideal was bad. But, no, I've said before. No, I'm sorry. I just don't like this.
I like the purse.
The purse is cute. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I like the purse. I can see the stitching on it, you know, as with the close-up picture. I can see where it's nice enough to work. It kind of almost passed for like a golden weave, you know, like somebody dyed some weave or that basket, you know, the basket ribbon. That's what it looks like, but, it's real shiny. So it's nice, but it does not go with this. It's just too much stuff. I'm like, God, and then that necklace, I want to check my lipstick in it. I'm like, is it a mirror?
Right?
Are you wearing it?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
What are you like an African princess or something?
This fucking
I expect
necklace.
To see a bone through her nose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then who decided to put the collarbone that hard? And it's not in the right place.
No, it's not. It is all kinds of awkward.
Is it because
maybe
of her height? Maybe.
Maybe her neck is weird, or maybe her shoulders are weird. That whole silhouette is just wrong. It might be the avatar shape. I don't know. But whatever it is not doing
the dress
any justice.
And a lot of times it is a shape. People tend to forget that these skins are made for a specific
shape.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're saying check the pink ribbon fair for this as well. Okay. Take us down. Give us a couple more before we go. Okay,
ooh.
This I kind of like.
I don't really like that at all.
I'm pretty sure these are, I think I saw them at the vintage fair.
I don't like the colors, but I like
I like the style. The colors are bad. Yeah, no, yeah. Keep going. Down.
I like the kimono. I love kimonos. What the fuck?
Allison Chains. I usually like Alice.
What is with her lip? Her top lip looks like she got punched
like
in the mouth.
She's exactly what she looks like. Why you hit me?
The picture. Tell me she's using somebody else's shape. Nope, she's not.
That looks like, why you hit me?
It looks like somebody punched her in her nose and her lip is still swollen from it.
And she's mad about it. Look at her face.
And she's pissed off. Like, yeah. The hair is gorgeous. I love the hair. The horns are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she has a thicker shape. Oh, I love that. I love the curves. Yes. Girl, you're rocking the curves.
I don't like the panties, though. Those are drawn on. Don't do that no more.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Just don't wear any next time.
Got enough time for one more. One more. Keep going. Oh, what the? Oh, wait. What the? Load.
Oh. your page don't
Are you
look.
Copying?
There we go.
No.
Oh, no, no.
No, none of it. My eyes are bleeding.
No, I like the fact that they're curvy, but, honey, it's time for mesh, that little prim in between your legs. It is not matching up.
You know what?
Those pants are too low cut. It looks like you should have some pubes popping out there, lady.
And she should.
Really, not attractive.
I don't know what's up with the hair either.
Ben,
the hair.
Please, get one.
What's with the hair?
I don't
have that hair, and that hair can be cute, but not with that.
No.
And I don't like that one at all.
And that sound, ladies and gentlemen, means that the show is over.
Especially for the designer.
Yes, so that is a hot mess. You can tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger do the news, and then tune in on Thursday.
I love
to hear our rough and raw show, and what do you love? Oh, that's cute. Except the avatar face. What the fuck happened to her face?
I don't know. Open up your eyes, please.
Right?
I want
and
to
smile
see
every now and then. What the hell? Anyway, the dress is cute. Love the shoes. The hair is a little awkward. Anyway, tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Junior do the
Wouldn't
news.
Wouldn't have been bad if she had a hair base that makes her look bald.
Yeah, because she looks like she's wearing a wig.
She looks like a he.
Yeah, she looks like a drag. She looks like a bad drag queen.
Oh, stop. My eyes hurt. Stop. Stop.
Anyway, I'm going to end the show. And that's it, guys. Favorite if you like us. Favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll.
Ew, oh, Jesus.
And if you didn't like our opinions, well, that is too bad. Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
The fuck is...
Oh, God. Kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by.
No, that's bad.
Never mind.
Can't
come up tight.
play with them.
No.
Okay, kind of odd.
Kind of odd if her legs didn't look like aliens.
Kind of
and now you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we really are bitches. But we have your best interest in mind, we promise.